Welcome back to the Tea and Toast Pod.
I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed.
Here with the tea and the
toast. I went way too early with the clink then. I'm sorry.
You were so eager.
I am gasping for this cup of tea today.
I need it. Like, give me a second. I just need
a little...
That's either going to be like really nice or really awful.
Yeah, really sorry for the like ASMR.
I actually need to ask you something. So random. So I was on the way home today, ready to film, and the radio was on.
Yeah. I don't know where this is going.
Sorry, I need that drink.
I know. Sorry, guys. We're really gasping for these tea.
And they were doing, you know, like when they do win prizes on the radio.
Yeah, wait, stop. Going to just take a picture of the tea difference because this is disgusting. And we're going to ask our listeners whose is the better tea because I'm looking at your tea.
The lighting's not good, but yours looks
awful.
I'm looking
at your tea and it looks, no, mine actually does look awful, but. Is it because it's dark? But yours looks minging. Yours
looks
like
yellow.
A coffee. Yeah. Anyway.
We need to put a tea chat
really,
up
really,
and
really
see
good.
How people, you know, there's...
We need to know how you drink your tea. Sorry, yeah. I totally interrupted. So there was a competition.
Yeah, so you know when they do competitions on the radio? I think it was on Heart Radio. Loads of people have probably heard of it before. This is
I never listened to Heart.
Stop. I always have my music on, but because I just got in the car to come home, I just didn't bother setting it up. So this has probably been a thing for ages and everyone's probably going to be like, yeah, get with it. Right. But they do this thing where you call up, you answer an easy question, you get it right.
Yeah.
And you can choose to have 10 grand today.
Yeah.
Or possibility to win £1 million.
I feel like
in
Capital
May.
Used to do something similar. You could like, it used to be like, oh, they're on the same thing, aren't they? So maybe they still do it. Yeah. You can like get added to the bigger draw.
Yeah. Which is...
I would accept right. 10 grand today.
Who wouldn't take 10 grand today?
I swear loads of people, when I used to listen to Capital, would be like, yeah, like, put me in the draw. I'd be like, hun, I'm taking that 10 grand and I'm making it 20 grand and I'm making it 30 grand. Or you know what? I'm just having a massive vacation and accepting the win.
10 grand is a lot of money.
If it was like, oh, you've won a grand.
Yeah, or get entered to win. And I get that's the point because less people will go for the million.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, is it worth going for the million?
No.
But, and it's not even like it's next week. Like, you don't even find out till May. So I just wouldn't listen to Heart ever again. I'd never even think about it again. And I just got 10 grand.
Yeah.
Anyway, no. It really made me think, like, if you're
like
out there.
Family isn't a risk-taking family. And I bet there's so many people being like, oh, yeah, easy. I'd do the
10
mail.
Grand?
No, I would take 10K.
Anyway,
I went on that game show because I thought I was being ridiculous. Yeah. Remember, what was that show called? I went on that game show with my friends.
The Celebrity. Celebability.
And I was telling them, we had like a grand to share between three of us or something. And they were like, oh no, let's go for that. And I was like, guys, we're students. That could be like £333 each. And I persuaded them to take it.
And did everyone else want to risk it?
Yeah, I think so. But I was like,
were
guys,
you really bad at the games though?
Yeah, I don't think we'd have won.
You got to weigh up the
I know,
probability.
Exactly. So I was just like, no, guys, let's just like take the grand.
Yeah, no, we're so risk averse, aren't we?
Oh my-
I used to love watching game shows like this at Nana's house.
Mm.
If you had to be on one, which one would you be on?
I really feel like Tipping Point was easy money. But
yeah, that's what I was about to say. I think the questions were easy.
If I could have been on any, like my heart could not have coped. But that £1 million drop.
Oh, yeah.
Because people went home with money.
That was actually a good one, though. That was on, like, prime time. That wasn't on at, like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like,
yeah.
Tipping Point is.
But people did lose a lot of money. And my heart couldn't cope with it at the thought of losing the money. But then, like, yeah, that was a good one. I think I would have gone on that.
You got to be quite clever, though. Question's quite hard. Not that you're not clever.
I do think the chase, though, even if you're quite shit,
You can just get money off the back of other people.
So, fair play. Why? Which one would you do?
Weakest link.
I honestly don't even know how you play that still.
I used to love it when they'd go, bank. And the money would go into them.
What would really annoy me is people that didn't say bank. Why wasn't everyone banking?
Because you want to build it up.
Isn't that the whole point, though?
Well, you can't bank after £100 every time. It's a way. I think it builds up more.
Yeah.
Like you get more the longer you.
Yeah. Okay.
But you would just bank it before your go because you wouldn't want to like risk losing it.
Yeah. Okay. I still honestly don't get that game 100%.
No.
I feel like I've not watched it in years though. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yeah, because they've brought it back, haven't they?
I saw with Romesh. GK Barry on it. Was she on a charity one or something?
Oh, is they?
Anyway, well, I don't know why we've talked about game shows. Completely off topic. How's your week been?
Let's do a quick round. Such a nice weekend.
Go on.
Such a nice.
I've actually not caught up with you at all. So tell me what you've been doing.
I mean, so active, and it's just made. It's actually my sleep's been terrible, but other than that, it's made me feel really good. Like, so I played hockey on Saturday. We won 9-0.
Mm-hmm.
One would like a better reaction. Finding out that I won 9-0.
Okay, so here was my brain. My brain was here. Like, my brain was, like, already thinking about what you were going to say next. And then I, like, said, mm-hmm.
Wow, someone's not easily impressed.
3 seconds later, like, actually, my brain processed the information. But then because I'd already done that, mm-hmm, I was like, I can't go back on that now and be like.
Right, we'll try again.
Okay, yeah, no, wait, let me. Okay, I literally said, mm-hmm, before I'd even let the information process. Sorry, my brain is not braining.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So, played hockey, we won 9-0.
That's fantastic.
How good. It was such a good game.
Were you playing someone shit?
They were bottom of the league.
All right, fair play.
So, like,
no, not look, that you couldn't.
We're not getting the champagne out, but
it, like, 9-0, I'm like, they must have been pretty crap. Because,
oh, yeah.
Like,
you
even,
shouldn't be
like,
winning 9-0.
The top of the Premier League doesn't beat the top bottom of the Premier League 9-0.
No, no, no. We, like, it was
no, well
a
done,
low
though.
Team.
Did you get a goal?
No, I didn't actually. Mm. But I actually played quite well, not to like blow my trumpet, but you know, like when you go away thinking, yeah, I played
smashed
well today.
It.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
So that was really good. I started doing step with mum.
Mum actually was on the phone to me on the way here and she said that you did a step with her.
Yeah. So we did step on Saturday morning. So that was nice. Mum's cute watching her
do
it.
She loves her step.
I know. She really does.
And she really like gets into it.
Yeah.
She knows the routine.
Well, she's done it before. So, you know, like when the woman, obviously she knows what the woman means. Yeah. So mum's like fully getting into it and I'm 5 steps behind. Literally. And then yesterday I went on a 7K run.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm training for my half marathon.
Oh, wow. You're really putting me to shame.
And then we took Biscuit on like a 3K walk.
Well done.
And then I got home and had a nap.
I mean, fair play. I'd need a nap after that too.
Yeah, so I've had a really active weekend, which has made me feel really good, really nice. Because
yeah,
the whole winter thing does get to me. So
yeah, me too.
It's nice to have an active weekend.
Well done.
Yeah.
No, you've actually smashed that. I would say my weekend was the same, but in terms of productivity. No. She's gonna swear. Obviously it wasn't active at all, but it was the same in terms of I feel good after it.
Oh, that's good.
But the only thing I don't feel good is that I like have yet to do any physical activity in 2025, and it's getting me down a bit because I am seeing physical changes in my body.
That's not great, especially because you put it in one of your goals, so we need to like reset.
No, I know, but it's honestly, I know everyone's going to say this is an excuse. One, I'm just actually a really bad morning person. And I do think unless you're actually getting up at the crack of dawn to work out, there's no time in the day because my days get away with me. Like, I feel like I'm busy constantly. I'm getting to the end of the day, still not even achieved everything on my to-do list. So I'm always playing catch up. And then I think, well, when am I supposed to actually go to the gym? And I know it's probably supposed to be at 6 a.m., and you should just wake up earlier, but I just can't.
I do agree.
So it's like fitting it into my schedule.
Because mums, we wanted to do more step and I'm thinking, well, I'm running that day. Lucy's here tomorrow. I'm doing this. And then I'm like next Saturday and then a whole week's gone.
I know.
But do you know what that links to?
What?
Setting boundaries.
No, I know. I know. Which is the topic of the week this week. But can I just tell you,
yeah, please do,
about my productivity? So
yeah, I want to know
a bit better about
myself.
Yeah,
tell me, what have you been productive?
So we're actually starting to do things in the house. We got drawers for the bedroom.
Woo! Oh yeah, you did flat pack all by yourself.
Oh yeah, guys, I did. No, text Ellie the
I'm
other
not
night.
Having that because I did all your flat pack in your flat for you.
I know.
And now I find out
the
girl could do it.
The only flat pack I did for myself in that flat, I did wrong.
Yeah, you did. And those drawers, if you got rid of them, because they...
So one of them has got rid of now because I bought drawers for the content room. But yeah, so we actually started doing stuff and just like had a really good clean. I was really sorting out my content room. I've got ordered a light for it so the lighting can be good.
Oh, that's exciting.
And some LEDs. I want to get on Shein and just order some cute bits for the room, some pictures and stuff. So then I can like fully reveal it. But yeah, I feel so much better. I'm moving the wardrobes around again. And,
oh,
like,
you moved
have a
them.
Better backdrop now. It just really needed to like, yeah. So like even today, day, like getting up, walking into that room, I just felt so much better. And I was like, oh, I actually want to film in here now.
Oh, that's so good. You'll have to send me some pictures. We'll have to put some pictures on our Instagram.
So now I'm excited. I can actually start doing bits to the bedroom, ordering things, and then...
Are you going to decorate?
Yeah, so have paint samples. I've had these paint samples for a month. Of
course you have.
And not put them on the wall yet.
Oh.
Honestly, just...
What colour are they? What are we going with? What's the vibe?
It's like a... taupey brownie grey neutral, okay, but like nice. Deep, a deep tone,
darker,
not like a neutral, yeah, but like not grey, not green, not brown,
greige, yeah, something like that.
Sorry guys, we just had a little we were just checking the sound and Ellie was asking me off like camera if she should go darker. And I was saying, no, I like her with more of a warmer brown. Like, it's still not, like, really warm brown. It's still a dark brown. But I feel like when you go, like, too dark, because you're a bit paler. Because I actually feel like that hair now matches your eyebrows, like, kind of perfectly. It's just your hair's slightly warmer, but I think that's nice.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, like, you just get that mood to, like...
switch it up. I'm not gonna lie, me and oh my god, so Silka, we go so off topic, we chat so much shit. Silka sent me, because it just came up on her FYP, a video of me. It was a video of me in the summer of 2020, I don't know, it was the summer before I met Yannick,
right?
And I was just doing a dance trend and loads of couples were doing the dance trend at the time, and I put as the caption on screen, like, oh, imagine the day I meet someone and can do this dance trend with them. Obviously, totally forgot I posted it.
Obviously.
She sent me it and was like, oh my god, you have to duet this with Yannick. So then here's me thinking, how am I going to get Yannick to do a dance trend with me? I watched it and thought, you know what, I could get him to do this. So anyway, I got him to do it.
Yeah.
And I was editing it this morning, and obviously I had that was when I had the like ice blonde at the front, and it was a lot more blonde at the front. And obviously now I've got the really dark long hair, and just seeing them next to each other, I was like, oh no, the dark was the right move. Like, I actually feel like this
I'm
is probably
so
the best
glad
I've
you
had
said that.
My hair in the longest time.
I thought you were about to say you wanted to go back, and I was about to start like,
no, I actually
getting my bullet points out.
Seeing them side by side, I now know why when I got my head and all the TikTok comments were just, prefer it. Everyone was just like, so much better. I was like, oh my god, was my hair shit before?
It wasn't shit, but this is a vibe.
And so even now, people are messaging me like, when I post a video, they're replying to it being like, oh, like, this hair was genuinely the best move you've ever made.
It genuinely is.
So yeah, anyway, back to boundaries.
I'm obsessed with it.
Back to boundaries, but I need another tea.
Me too.
This is where if we were monetizing now, we'd be like, we'll be right back after this break. Yorkshire Tea, can you work with us, please?
Yeah, come on, help a girl out.
And like, guys, if you're not your biggest clout, who is? Like, please, if you listen every week, don't be a silent follower. Get in the comments, leave us a review, interact with us on socials. Like, I know we're at the very beginning of this journey, but it really is on our bucket list to make this a big thing, monetize it.
So love to grow and like then get to a point where we can like meet you guys, we can host events, we could do
stuff. I was literally going to say to you, I really wanted to host a little event with you for International Women's Day, but then I just thought, do we have enough listeners? Is it going to be a joke? But I do see you.
March,
I look at
all
the analytics and we do get people listening, but you're all silent. And that's
fine.
We appreciate you. Like, honestly, when I see, like, that someone's listened to it, I'm like, oh, like,
it makes
someone
me
does
so
listen.
Happy.
We're not doing it for no reason, and we're so appreciative. But, yeah, like, honestly, getting our DMs, this, that we want to interact with you all.
Yeah, 100%. I want to know who's listening.
And we
want to
know, like, what because we were just saying as well, while we were figuring out the tech issue, Ellie was like, do we just chat shit? Like, we've just spoke about, like, game shows. But I'm like, no, but I love chatting shit and I love listening to podcasts where it's just natural and you're chatting shit. And because we're sisters, we could literally sit here for hours and just chat.
Hours.
But then, like, when I'm editing it, I'm like, are we just boring? Are we just having a sister conversation? Like, so honestly, any feedback, like, what topics have you been liking? What do you like the games? What do you want us to bring back that you've been liking?
Please get in the... in the comments,
because
we're
like massive. We're gonna get into it now. Talk about boundaries and our whole like anxiety and this and that. But like, we're massively overthinkers, and I think we must text each other like 3 times a week, being like, "Do people think this is boring?
Yeah,
I'm rooting for us.
Like, we finished filming and we'll be like, that was really good. And then Lisa will go home and I'll be like, was I really boring today?
Yeah, I'll be editing it and I'll be like, to be fair, was it that good? I don't know. We're overthinkers. So yeah.
We are.
Just like, you know, give us a little bit of validation. No, I'm joking. We just need to know.
Everyone's going to comment like, yeah, it is a bit boring.
Yeah, it is a bit boring. You know what? Be honest with us though, because we're actually not boring people.
We're not. Then we can mix it up.
We can mix it up. Maybe we're just overthinking it. And yeah. We need to just chat shit.
Go with the flow. That's why,
Flowy.
Anyway, BRB, need a tea.
BRB, need a tea. And when we're rich and famous, this will be when we put the ad break. Love you all. Okay, guys, we're back after our little tea break. Topic of the week, boundaries. When I was prepping for this episode, you know what it made me realise? You just have no boundaries with siblings.
Yeah, but don't really have boundaries.
Because everything I was trying to think of in prep for this, I was thinking like friendships, relationships. And then on the way here, driving, I was like, wait, me and you have absolutely zero boundaries. We could literally, like, one could be in the bath, one could be sat on the toilet, and we could be talking. There's no boundaries.
Yeah, in that sense. But we do have quite good boundaries in terms of we communicate to each other how we're feeling.
No, we're just so honest. No, but part of my thing is being honest without, like, feeling like a bad person and this and that. So you're not honest because you don't... Whereas, like, with you, like, you just asked me a question in there. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember what it was when we were making the tea. And I just went, no. Whereas with anyone else, I wouldn't have been that blunt or like...
I don't even remember what it was. Whereas if someone else had responded to me like that, I would be thinking about it for 7 working days.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So I'm just so grateful for sisters because you can really just be yourself.
You really, like, literally, like, no, nothing else. Like, it's incomparable.
I know. Sorry.
So yeah.
Carry on.
Boundaries. I had a little look at the definition. So it's...
Yeah, go on, because I don't know the actual definition.
So limits that define what is acceptable between two people. So typically you could say two people like in a friendship or a relationship, but you could also say at work and the other person would be like the job and the company or like social media, setting boundaries with your social media. The other person would be
the limit,
the phone
of the relationship.
So the limits that you actually choose to set.
Okay.
And I think what people struggle with, me included, is communicating those limits.
Yes, that's one of my notes that I wrote down to talk about this. I was like, actually, if everyone just communicated their intention and their limits, there would never be this like pussyfooting around and overthinking because everyone just communicates.
That's it. But it kind of like we all need to do it.
But then I also think, especially in the work environment, I think like coming down, like I think Gen Z are way better at this of like just communicating and being like, well, I'm not doing that because it's not in my pay grade. Whereas like I feel like millennials and the ones before, we just do so much because we're so scared. So we've set that for ourselves that we don't dare set a boundary because... And then we think it's like rude when Gen Z potentially are like, well, no, I'm not doing that. Like it's my lunch hour. And you think, come on, take one for the team. So then it's like, we've created this.
I don't see myself as a millennial. You're saying we've. It's not.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm actually a zillennial.
Is that what I am?
But I think in the work aspect, because like we've got older siblings and just how our mum and dad are, I think I am just a bit more millennial in work relationships, but then in other aspects of myself.
We're not Gen Z. But I definitely think millennials have sort of set this precedent that I think especially because the day and age that we're in and the opportunity that we have, you say yes to everything, you do everything, you've got to be the best mum, the best at work, get that promotion, you've got to be the social media mum and take your kids here, there and everywhere, you've got to work out and start a side hustle and whatever else you've got to do in the meantime. Mm. And millennials are so good at just saying yes. And then I feel like new generation has come along and we're all like, hold on a second. I can't cope if I say yes to everything. Yeah. Would you say that you're a bit of a people pleaser when it comes to boundaries?
I'm the biggest people pleaser ever. And it's weird that you were just talking about like everything that you have to do and split your time between. I actually, this weekend, actually had a bit of a, not menty bee, but let's just say menty bee.
Like a small menty bee.
Yeah, a small menty bee around my time and spreading my time. And lately, in the last couple of weeks, I've been really suffering with anxiety around saying no. I'm spreading myself too thin. I'm not doing anything I want to achieve because I'm people pleasing everyone else. And I was even saying to Yannick, like, I feel guilty to you even if I'm like, well, no, I'd like want to work tonight because I'm like hustling because I want to do this, or saying no to you and leaving here early because I'm like, well, I've got to get back and like, you know, be a girlfriend and be a and get to bed at a reasonable hour and do my skincare because I need to look good. And then, like, me and my friends have, like, a weekly night a week. And even sometimes I'm like, oh, like, with that and that and that and that, like, I would, like, so maybe can't like go your... this week. But, like, I couldn't tell them that I couldn't come this week. And then, yeah, I just feel like I've, like, really struggled in the last couple of weeks with, like, achieving everything to the point where you feel like you're not necessarily achieving one thing that good because
you're trying
I've
to spread
myself
you
too
sound...
thin.
It's
I can't
like
say
overwhelmed.
No. I actually
it's
can't
overwhelmed.
Say no. Sophie, our older sister, for the listeners that don't know, actually said to me the other week, she was like, you need to have like a fuck it February and I want you to say no at least 5 times.
Yeah.
And I just, because that's the thing I was going to talk to you about as well. Like, so I'm like, right, I'm going to try practicing boundaries. And I feel like I've said no to a couple of things last week. The guilt and anxiety it gave me saying no and what are these people now going to think of me for saying no overruled me that much, which is why I think I had the little mini-B at the weekend and I thought everyone hated me when really no one even gave a shit and was getting on with their own lives.
I think that's where boundaries become difficult because if people aren't receiving you setting your boundaries in a way that is reassuring for you, that's just going to limit us from setting boundaries because we don't want that feel, well, the feeling of going and doing the thing or putting yourself out there is better than the anxiety you'll get if you don't go.
Yeah.
Whereas if the people in your life know and respect your boundaries,
yeah,
then you're not going to feel like that. Like, I don't feel like that with you.
I know, but I feel like I never feel like that with you. I feel like I could ring you up and be like, look, I'm just having a bit of a menti B. I'm not filming the podcast today. And you'd be like, okay.
All right, okay, cool. See you next week.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it? And you probably say no.
No. No, I just want to watch Netflix.
So, yeah, I think that's like the most important thing is that having that clear communication with the people around you.
Yeah, I just feel like being a girl, girls listening, though, it's just the girl friendship thing. And I like when we did the friendships episode, I have my friends now. I know I could literally ring them up with anything and they're not going to judge me and they're going to be there for me. And even if they're listening to this now, they're going to be like, what are you even trying, Lucy? Because yeah. Like, if you just rang us up and said, I just can't come this week, they'd be like, yeah, sweet. But it's past trauma with girls.
Yeah.
And that's why you have that overriding anxiety. And if you do say no, you're going to get bitched about or this or that. But really, obviously, I'm in a era of my life now where my friends wouldn't be bitching about me if I didn't turn up to something. But then there is always that thing. And that's just past trauma with girls in high school, girls in your early 20s, girls in your teens. And every girl's been bitched about in a girl's group chat, haven't they? Let's be honest.
It's the worst.
Group chats are actually the worst for boundaries.
The worst.
I actually, yeah. But anyway, so I think it's past trauma that makes the anxiety of saying no bad.
And it is hard because especially like with girl groups or friendship groups, when you're in your late teens, early 20s, you don't have to spread yourself through loads of things.
Yeah.
So you don't actually have to set that many boundaries with friends because your friends are your everything. If you're at uni or college, they are your people.
Yeah, that's when you're like texting your friend every day.
Yeah, whereas now like...
all day, every day. I don't have the time to text someone all day, every day now.
No, in fact, like... I think about texting my best friend's Izzy. I think about texting her more times than I text her. I just don't feel like I have the time.
Mm.
And so how we're expected to equally spread ourselves, and that's why establishing boundaries with the closest people to us is so important. Well, I was thinking about you because obviously social media is your job.
Yeah.
So how do you set boundaries with social media?
This is something I really struggled with when I first went self-employed with social media. And I think the first 6 months of doing it full-time was really like a mentally challenging era for me because I didn't know how to switch off from it. I felt like I was like filming and working all day, then on my socials all night, interacting and posting and messaging people and this and that. And it got to the point where I felt like I wasn't present on an evening having dinner with people or this or that. And I was like, socials can't be my whole life. I do need to. So then like after 6 months and having a real think about it, I was like, I need to treat this like a 9-to-5. I need to like switch off. Whereas now sometimes I feel like I have gone too far that way. Like everything will just be like good to go. So like in an evening, all I need to do is go on the app and click post.
Yeah.
But then I feel like I'm not doing as much interaction on the apps, and maybe engagement is going down because of that.
It's
so
balance,
now I feel
isn't
like
it?
I really do just see social media for work, and I don't even go on it for fun anymore, because I think, oh well, social media reminds me of work. So it's like it is a back and forth, but I'm glad I'm on this side of it now. I really do just like switch off.
I know
an
what you
evening
mean, because I feel like whenever we used, and we've said this to you before, so it's nothing we've not said before, but when we used to spend like sister days or like time together on an evening, you would be on your phone or you would be filming and we'd be like, you're not very present. But then now I feel like me and Sophie say, are you not filming this? This would be really cool to film.
I know. So it's trying
which
to,
which is
because,
contradicting from us, but
yeah, it is a bit of a weird one because I film my life.
And how do you set boundaries with how much you share?
That I've just like, that is one thing I've never overthought or never even, I just share what I share. A lot of the time I just think, well, that's boring, which is why I don't share it. But like anything fun I do, I like share. A question I was going to ask you about boundaries. So basically you have anxiety.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, do you find setting boundaries easier or harder with having anxiety? Because sometimes I feel like as your sister, you can be like, you know your anxiety, so you're just like, well, no, that's not good for me. Mm-hmm. And you can be quite good at setting a boundary. But then because you are such an overthinker with your anxiety, yeah, I'm just wondering, do you find it easier or harder?
I think that's probably one of the reasons why I have less people in my life in terms of like friends and stuff, because then I'm not getting anxiety about setting more boundaries with more people. I mean, you learn to accept, right? It is just part of who you are.
Yeah.
And I think with people that I have a strong relationship with, I'm not going to get anxious about saying no or not wanting to do certain things.
So how have you got to the point where you don't feel anxious about saying no? Because that's something I need to learn.
I think it's just choosing who... Well, actually, no, because I did... So I actually had a thing where... Everyone from work went on a trip this weekend to Edinburgh to see someone that we used to work with. And I actually really wanted to go, but I knew I had a lot on this month because my birthday, we had the wedding, Richard's family had come in, and it was going to be another weekend. And everyone was saying yes, and I actually said, no, I'm not going to go. And that was quite a lot for me, but I had to think long term, well, actually, if I say yes...
Yeah.
Is that going to cause me more stress and anxiety at the time than actually just saying no in the moment?
Yeah, but well done for that, because I'm probably someone that would have just said yeah. But I feel like with work, because they're not your close friends and family.
Yeah, true.
It's a little bit easier. So say if that was like a girl's trip or like a sister trip, I don't feel... Would you have said, actually, no, like it's going to cause me stress to go?
No, probably not, because that'd have been more stress.
So it is a lot harder to say no to people you love and care about.
Yeah, that is true. Like, I would never want to let you or Sophie down.
What I will say, though, is because in prepping for this, like I self-reflected, and when I was like thinking, actually, I am like an anxious mess when it comes to always saying yeah, overthinking.
Yeah. I'd say you're worse than me for that.
Yeah, definitely. But, like, I was actually thinking, okay, well, if, like, ex-friend or ex-sister or mum or whoever said, look, like, can we move the plans this week, or I can't come this week, can we rearrange or this or that? Like, I actually wouldn't be offended. So why do I think they're going to be offended?
I think that's the thing. You just got to explain yourself properly. If you
say,
no, I'm not coming.
If someone just said, no, I'm not coming, I would, like, rude.
Yeah.
And I think, again, like, that's why I think I'm such an anxious mess about it, because every time... I want to do something, I always think, well, if someone did this to me, how would I feel? And nine times out of 10, you think, well, actually, yeah, I'd probably be a bit pissed. So I don't want to piss someone else off.
But then kind of like accept that someone might be a bit miffed, but it kind of is what it is.
As I'm getting older, I really am trying to teach myself that, like, you just actually don't know what people have going on. And they're probably saying no to you because there's a million other things going on and they're just stressed and overwhelmed. Because if I think about any time I've probably said no to something, it is because I just literally can't fit it in, or it just overwhelmed me. So you do have to like also remember that. There's a trend going around on TikTok about like the nervous system. Have you seen it?
Yes, yeah, I have.
And I actually did post one this week, I think because I was having my little menti bee and thought everyone hated me. Because I've tried to be off my phone in terms of messages a little bit more last week.
Yeah.
and I was feeling guilty.
I feel like I've not spoken
it.
To you.
Yeah, and I was feeling a little bit guilty about it. So I think that's why I was having my mentee be, thought everyone hated me. Like, someone wouldn't reply to me for an hour and I'd be like, oh, great. Yeah. Lost a friend, all this jazz. And then, so I actually just put that on TikTok because I thought, well, let's just see if anyone relates. Oh my God, all the comments were just like, oh my God, this is me, this is me.
So many comments. No, we're all the same. I think the thing for me is like,
we need to get a boundary specialist on the podcast and to teach us how to set boundaries.
Because we don't know by the sounds of it.
What is one boundary you really want to set yourself, like whether it's this month, this year, just a boundary that you've been thinking, okay, no, I'm going to set this and get better at it.
So before Christmas, I was like meant to be going to the gym, but then like on Friday, people were like, it's Friday after work, should we go for a drink? And I was just like, yeah. Like, and I just sacked the gym off straight away. Whereas this year, I've actually got a half marathon booked. I can't just say no.
Yeah.
So I'm like setting that boundary, no, because I know that I've got a longer term goal.
Goal, yeah. That's
so I
good.
Think actually having a goal that means no. And if I miss a training session, that half marathon is just going to be so difficult.
Well, that's actually maybe like a good bit of advice.
Yeah.
Setting boundaries. Well yeah. done.
We got there. If you've actually got a goal that you're working towards, like I can now go on a Friday because I know that I need to do that yeah. interval session. I think that's actually probably the easiest way to set boundaries. If you have clear structured goals in your head, then nothing's getting in the way of that.
I like it. There's our little bit of advice we got after our little therapy session.
Yeah.
Okay, game of the week. It's kind of less game, more kind of get to know us again. So we put out a little question box on the Tea and Toast Instagram. Just saying, ask us anything. It can be dilemmas, advice, want questions about us growing
something
up.
Something fun, anything. Yeah.
Anything. So we did get quite a few responses. Thank you if you sent one in. And I'm just going to ask you. And we'll answer. So someone sent one in and this is an advice thing.
Okay.
So it says, what do you do when you aren't enjoying a job you trained 4 years for? Ooh, and I feel like you can relate a little bit because you started training.
I haven't trained for 4 years. That is quite a long period of time. Though I've changed job a few times. What, 3 times?
Yeah.
Like, and it's been quite a big change.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling like you need to change job, you need to change job.
Yeah, because you should be loving it.
Yeah.
And because you were training to be an accountant. Six months into the training, you were like, wait, I don't want to spend the rest of my life being an accountant. You were like, this ain't for me.
Yeah, and the job wasn't really like aligning with the course and it wasn't right for me.
Yeah.
So then I moved to London, did another job. Then I was an estate agent. Then I trained to be mortgage advisor, which took me, about 6 months?
Yeah.
So then I did that. So I'd done another training course, which was really good. And I learned a lot of stuff. But then I just knew that, again, it wasn't right for me.
Yeah. And I do think as well, like, this, like, just even like with trying different sports when you're a kid and then you find your sport, like you have to try something to know if you like it or not.
100%. And you're expected to just know what you want to do. And then
you're you pick your degree at like 17.
Yeah.
Even halfway through our degree, me and my friends would look at each other and laugh and be like, do we even like want this career? Did we just pick a random degree? And we like used to laugh about it. But honestly, you have to try things. And I feel like actually doing the thing makes you know if you like it or not like it.
If there is a voice telling you that there's something maybe, then you need to listen to that.
And use that gut feeling of not liking it to motivate you to after work do the thing that you want to do. Like I got into a job within PR after uni. I hated it. It wasn't for me. I used my kind of hatred for that job to fuel my motivation to make TikTok happen for myself. So I would get home from work and film TikToks, even though I was tired, even though I was this. So kind of using it as your fuel to do the thing you actually really love is good as well.
Yeah, of course. I would say one thing that our other sister Sophie always say to do is when you have these feelings and you're on that bad day, write it all down. Because it's so easy to then think, well, actually, no, I've had a good few weeks. It's not actually that bad.
Yeah.
But you need to revisit those thoughts and think, have these things actually changed? Has it got better? Or were you having a bad day? Is it winter? Is everything a bit crap?
Yeah, that's a good bit of advice. Always writing things down makes you like think about it a lot more.
I hope that helped.
Yeah, I hope that helped.
And good luck.
Okay, a little bit more of a fun question. Yep. Who would survive the longest on a desert island between you two?
3, 2, 1. Me.
I knew you were going to say you. And the answer is you.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
What, without your dog? Without, like, you wouldn't.
What, completely by myself?
I think I'd be more, like, up for, like, actually, I couldn't even go fishing for myself. I'm scared of the ocean.
Is it just me?
Oh, no, just us two. Oh, no, because if it was us two, we'd just vibe.
That'd be vibes.
Yeah, no, wait. So it's just you and just me on my own. I think I would potentially survive a little bit longer than
you. No, I think I would.
Okay. Fairs. Okay, who's your parents' favourite out of the two of you? You're defo dad's favourite.
I would say I'm dad's favourite.
I'd say I'm no one's favourite. I would say I'm...
You're such a middle child.
I would say I'm definitely the middle child. We're both loved, but...
Oh, yeah, completely.
You know what it is? I don't even know if your dad's favourite. You're just the baby. Like, you really do have that, like, baby privilege, the youngest child privilege.
I love being the youngest child.
You're just like, Mom, Dad. And, like, because you're the youngest, you just get it.
No, I don't.
Not in a spoilt brat way. You just...
I don't know. But there is something about being the youngest. It's a vibe. Recommend.
Okay.
Not that you get to choose.
I know. Someone wrote in and said, honest first opinions on each other's partners and don't hold back with the eyes emoji.
Oh.
I cannot remember the first time I met Richard.
It will have been... Oh, I know when it was. I know when it was. Because you weren't there for my birthday meal. So then you came to London and we went to Parliament Hill.
Well, did we have a Sunday roast? What, for a walk?
Did we go to Spaniards?
I feel like I did go there once with you two, so maybe.
Yeah, I think that was the first time. And we walked up Parliament Hill.
Okay, so I honestly, I'm not answering your question because I genuinely don't. I do not remember. But now you've said that, and now I'm 6 years into knowing Richard, he was not himself.
Really?
He was like the polite version. Not polite, because he's not polite, but he was like the first meeting version of himself.
Rather than, like, having an opinion and, like...
Yeah, he didn't have any opinions because I don't remember him having any opinions.
Yeah, but it was quite... not unique, but it was, like, me, you and him. There was no one else there. And when it's me and you together, we just...
Yeah, we probably ignored him. That's probably why I don't even remember.
Yannick, I just, like... He's just nice.
He is, isn't he?
Like, from them, and literally anyone, even people on TikTok, like, they look at him for 3 seconds and they're like, he looks so nice.
I actually remember the first time you met really him, nice. You got in the car with us on the way to ice hockey.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And didn't you ask him some questions? Or were we just chatting?
No, I think Yannick, I did ask him some questions.
He was literally like, so? And I was like, this is ballsy from you.
Well, I had to find stuff out when it was just the three of us.
Yeah.
I don't like ask loads of questions when like mum and dad are around.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. My memory don't go back 6 years.
Yeah, but general first thoughts of Yannick, nice.
Yeah.
Just nice guy.
He is a nice guy. Okay. Who had the best dress sense going up? And also looking back, whose prom dress was better? We need to get a picture of our prom dresses on our socials and you guys can vote.
You 100% had better dress sense, and I would want to borrow your clothes.
I had better dress sense. I mean, I went through some rogue eras because I really went on the whole tartan thing at one point. And
yeah, but we've all, you know, we've all go through that. The times.
I would say I have better dress sense.
His prom dress was the best.
I actually think I had the better prom dress.
I remember being jealous of your prom dress because you did prom the year after me, and I remember just thinking, oh, why didn't I get a prom dress like that? But I'm not going to lie. I feel like overall style, you did. I feel like... Mine was too bridal, but I mean, it was literally from the Debenhams bridal section, I
was
think.
It?
Yeah, but I would say I didn't love the blue.
The blue?
But your style was better overall.
I think mine was
I hated my hair as well. Like, I went for an updo and I don't know why.
I know, I wish I didn't.
So, yeah, we'll put our prom pictures on our socials and you guys can vote who
definitely
the best at prom. Okay, a couple more questions then.
Yep.
Felly, would you want to get into socials like Lucy?
Good question. Do you know what? I love YouTube, and I would actually love to do a YouTube.
Yeah. You'd be a vlogger.
Yeah.
You'd be like a spend the weekend with me. Yeah. Weekend reset.
Yeah, that's like my vibe, but like the TikTok shorter form content. It's way like more the me. Editing and having to like, yeah. That's more you, but I would, if I was, I'd want to do like a YouTube videos.
Okay. Ooh, okay, another advice one. How do you tell your sister that you need your own space? She won't leave me alone. I feel like that's definitely us more younger. You were definitely like, I'm in my room having my own time. And I feel like I was wanting to play with you or wanting to watch a film with you. And I always ended up in your room. It's never like you were coming to me. Which is weird now because I feel like it'd be the other way around. You'd be like, I need a hug. Like,
I'm the needy one now. I'm the needy sister. But I think we just got such a strong relationship. We would just say, like, I need some space.
Growing up, younger, we'd probably have a tantrum and a fight about it, but then we'd just have our own space. Whereas now, I just feel like we naturally probably have more space than we should.
I guess it depends. Like, obviously, if you still live together.
I'm assuming that is, like, they live together.
Yeah. Then it's harder to set that boundary.
Yeah, you know, one of the annoying things about Ellie was, he was always invited with my friends, and if I ever had friends round, Ellie was hanging out with us. But if Ellie had friends round, I wasn't hanging out with you and your friends. So that is the only thing I think growing up I was a bit like, yo, like my friends.
Yeah, I always sort of came on with your friends, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you've just got to be honest and be like, look, I just need some space. Love you. Well, let's catch up in an hour and watch a movie, but give me an hour.
Yeah,
I definitely need to do my thing.
Like, it's your sister, just tell her.
Yeah, honesty is the best policy.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Did you ever get jealous of each other? Oh, do you ever get jealous of each other?
No.
No. Not at all. And if I was jealous of something, it would probably be like an item of clothing you had or something ridiculous like that, or like the TV media wall unit you've got in there, and I'd just be like, oh, I'm jealous of that.
Right. Oh, that's nice.
I'm not deeply jealous.
No, never. Like, and anything that you would be jealous of, it's just like, I'm just happy that you've done it or you've got it or you're doing it.
Yeah, no. Don't have jealous bone around body when it comes to sisters.
No, like, not at all. Don't even, like, compare or anything with my sisters.
No, because we're all so different.
Yeah.
So that we wouldn't even be able to, like, compare. Maybe if, like, we both did do, like, TikTok and one had more followers than the other, maybe you would naturally, but I don't even...
I don't think we would. I think we'd just be happy for
each
other.
We'd do such different content anyway.
That it wouldn't even...
Yeah.
No, we don't get...
I don't know. I just
growing up, do you think we did?
I'm trying to think.
I think
I was, like, a little bit jealous maybe sometimes of thinking you had, like... You found it easier with friends and you had like more girlfriends and you were invited to a lot more parties and you were cooler. But I wouldn't say it was like a deep rooted jealousy in terms of like, I hated you for it. I think it was just a bit of jealousy of like, oh, oh my, I'm missing out on all that. Okay. I feel like we've chatted so much today. We do actually answer a few more of your questions on our socials this week. So if you want to find out any more answers, make sure you go follow us at Tea and Toast Pod on Instagram and TikTok. We do normally stop with recommendations, but I honestly feel like we've given you so much shit.
We have just talked non-stop this week. So we'll maybe do some extra recommendations on socials or next
week.
So
yeah, if you are going to not be a silent follower and comment, maybe comment what you want us to recommend for you.
Yeah, that would be great. Drop us a comment or a DM on Instagram or just comment on TikTok and YouTube, of course. And just let us know what you want from us.
Exactly. But we love you all.
Love you. See you soon.
Bye.